This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
With all the hoopla that was going on about the Biden victory over Bernie Sanders. The former vice president under Baby Black Jesus beat a communist, independent, a Democrat socialist who was all too easy to roll over and get his belly rubbed. And it's a big deal. Woo-hoo! And everybody knows on the Democrat side, Joe Biden can't survive the gauntlet of an election season. You remember when Hillary Clinton, I talk about this because it's applicable. Hillary Clinton ended up catching the flu, pneumonia, whatever, almost passing out inside of one of those Secret Service limos. And she's healthier than Biden. She's younger. Younger and healthier than Biden. This demented clown is now their preemptive choice for the Democrats, and they seem to be celebrating. I think it's more of a anybody but Bernie celebration. It got me thinking, though, what did Trump do in Michigan? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, kevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. Yep, how did he do? Well, before we get into that, I want to reminisce with you for just a second, because let's all pretend that we're going to be telling our grandkids when we remember the great toilet paper shortage of 2020. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. Your grandmother and I had just gotten used to buying toilet paper in bulk from Costco when that virus hit. And robots took over the world. And we walked 6 miles uphill and downhill in a snowstorm. And whatever. Funny times, boy. Bernie Sanders twice stolen his election from him. Joe Biden, the Democrats nominating a man with dementia. The Democrats targeting the very best president that this country has ever seen in a non-wartime situation. Going after him, impeaching him, thwarting everything that he does, trying to crater the stock market, trying to kill your financial plans, causing a scare, a panic to the point where we don't even have toilet paper. Somebody said, I don't want to shake hands with people because of the coronavirus. I don't want to shake hands with them because they ain't got any toilet paper. What you using to wipe your butts? Oh, man, crazy times. Anyway, Donald Trump, Michigan. So Donald Trump ended up with, let me do this. When it was 2012, Barack Obama received 348,488 votes in the state of Michigan for his reelection. Okay? Just to put this in perspective for you, because I know you get a little weak in the knees because you're not nearly as staunchly, you're staunch conservatives, but you're not, you don't have the resolve that I have. And I'm not bragging about this because it's my fault. I'm the professor, you are my student, and I cannot impart the resolve to you because you continue to write to me and go, Kevin, what do you think, man? You think you can win? You think you can win? Of course I think he can win. Why do you think I'm sitting on this radio telling you? If I thought he could lose, I wouldn't be on here. I'd be building in my bunker. Of course we can win. We can win and we will win. And not only will we win the presidency, we're going to win back the House. The Republicans are not resting on our laurels here. Don't think that for a second. Anyway, Barack Obama got roughly 348,000 plus votes. Let's just call it 349 so people don't think that I'm trying to short that dude of his votes. Donald Trump ended up with 637,000 votes. 637,000 votes. Almost double what Barack Obama got. 93.74% of the Republican votes. So, holds true that roughly 94% of Republicans support the president. He got almost double what Barack Obama got in a battleground state as an existing incumbent president. Now, I told you earlier that Biden roughly got 57% of the vote in Michigan. I'm just using Michigan as an example. 57% of the vote in Michigan. Bernie Sanders got 36%. So if the polling that is right on this one, and it probably is, 53% of the people that support Bernie said if he's not the candidate, they're not supporting the Democratic candidate. Let's just call it, let's not say it's 53%. Let's say it's only 20%. So 20% of Bernie's 36% are not going to support Joe Biden. That's 7% of the folks. 20% of 36, 7.2% are not going to support Bernie. I'm sorry, Biden. That's a big block. And I'm watering it down because 53% said they wouldn't. So that would be 18% plus of the Bernie vote. 18%. That's bigger than black folks. That's bigger than most Latinos in various areas. That's bigger than any of the minority vote in most states. And get this, Bernie won North Dakota, not that it's a big deal, but he won North Dakota. Washington, up for grabs, which, are we going to win Washington? I don't know. But what about Bernie's votes in Colorado? What about Bernie's votes in Ohio and Pennsylvania and Florida and other places, Arizona? Just go look at those numbers. Water it down. Don't do 50%. Do 20% just to be on the safe side. And ask yourself, so what Biden's doing, he's reconciling.
Well, we need to reconcile and make sure, let's see how things are, we'll heal, let's bring the country together with unity.
So while we raise taxes and also give you medical care, which this is what Biden says, we're going to raise your taxes and we're going to give you medical care that you really can't get anything out of. That was what he said in one of his stupors. He's going to reunite the country. Let me ask you, of the 93.74% of the people that love Donald Trump, are you going to unite with Biden? You want to talk about being able to exercise the 25th Amendment. If Joe Biden were to become president, I would immediately call for Article 20, for the 25th Amendment to be looked at, because that dude's crazy. We got a ton to talk about. I'm going to give you some tweets about Biden when we get back, and then we're going to get into it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So it's not a partisan point to make. It's an obvious point to make if you watch television that Biden is not as sharp as he once was even a few years ago. Every week brings more evidence. This is from last weekend.
So folks, you want to nominate a Democrat, a lifelong Democrat, a proud Democrat, an Obama Democrat, join us.
Now that Biden is the establishment pick for president, though, the establishment is protecting him. The DNC just announced new rules to keep Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard out of the debate. And according to Politico, debate moderator CNN also proposed having the candidates take questions from the audience while seated instead of standing at a podium and taking questions from a moderator. Meanwhile, journalists are trying to make the discussion, any discussion of Biden's health, off limits. One CNN political analyst recently suggested that all discussions are collusion between Trump supporters and Bernie Sanders. A conspiracy. Maybe Putin gave him the talking points. Glenn Greenwald has been following this from the beginning. He co-founded The Intercept. We're happy to have him on tonight. Glenn, thanks so much for joining us. So why isn't it, and I hope I'd be honest to say this enough about, say this about any candidate, why isn't it a legitimate topic of discussion, a candidate's mental condition, and in this case, Joe Biden's? Why should journalists shut that down?
It's obviously not just a legitimate but a necessary topic. You're talking about the person who's going to be in charge of the largest and most dangerous nuclear arsenal, somebody who's responsible for the future health of the planet, somebody who's responsible for the welfare of hundreds of millions of Americans, as well as countless numbers of people in other countries that the United States affects. And more importantly, for Democratic voters, according to them, the only thing that they care about in their vernacular is removing the orange, racist, fascist dictator from power. That's what they say is the only priority of theirs, electability. So right. To have somebody that Democrats themselves have spent an entire year saying, it doesn't come from me or the Sanders camp or Trump or the Kremlin, it's Democrats on MSNBC and other propaganda outlets of the DNC spending a year saying, is somebody in serious, visible cognitive decline? To have that person be the person that goes against Trump and perhaps ends up in the Oval Office, it's incredibly reckless to try and put that off limits when everyone can see it right before their own eyes.
I think I was certainly among the people that said it first, welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. That was obviously the Tucker Carlson Show, and they're talking about this. And it's not going to get ignored. I sound like Glenn Close in whatever that movie was. I'm not going to be ignored. Yeah. They got what they wanted. So they canceled the Biden and Sanders were going to have rallies, and they canceled them due to the coronavirus. And if you believe that they canceled Joe Biden's rally because of the coronavirus, then you are as brain dead as he is. The coronavirus has become the excuse du jour of the left. Conveniently, they blame the Wuhan virus. I say it that way because you're supposed to be racist if you call it the Wuhan virus, which originated, by the way, in the Wuhan province of China. They're blaming it on the best president in American history. It's Donald Trump's fault. Now, if Barack Obama, look, here's what I would tell you. Outside of Barack Obama reacting slowly and letting people get killed by swine flu or whatever flu it was, if he reacted like Trump and put a quarantine on, I'm telling you point blank, this is a fact. If he did this stuff, I would applaud him. I'd say, you know what, he was smart to not let Chinese in, let Chinese planes in. He was smart to limit it. And Barack Obama's action, there were not many things I liked about Obama, maybe two or three in his entire presidency. But every time he did it, I said, that was a good move. Way to go. Sadly, he didn't do it enough because he was feckless. He has no idea how to be a real leader. But when he did, the very few times he did, I said that was the right move. Anyway, thankfully, many more Americans managed to avoid what Democrats now consider the plague and affectionately call Trump's Katrina. That's what they're calling this thing. Despite a handful of deaths, Democrats are stocking up on toilet paper and vodka just in case, because you know how our comrades are. Oh, and they canceled the Biden rally because of coronavirus. This was a missed opportunity for Joe Biden. If you think about it, he would have a built-in reason for not having a big audience. Because I don't know if you watch when Joe Biden had his victory thing and he went to to Detroit, and it was he was at a high school, and C-SPAN panned out, and you could see the number of people that weren't there. There were hundreds, and if there were 1,000 people there, it barely got there, and that was Joe Biden after his big victory. So this Wuhan virus would have made a very convenient excuse for Joe with low turnout numbers. He said, you know, we intentionally wanted to keep this thing relatively short and small, you know, but he didn't. The more leftists try to convince us, folks, that all these things they're doing are for you. It's not for Joe Biden. No, this is for you. We want you to feel safe. We can't have the masses, the tens of thousands of people coming out to our rallies and subjecting them to stuff. And oh, by the way, if Donald Trump does that, he's reckless. If Donald Trump brings tens of thousands of people to a rally with this crisis, with this pandemic, with the Trump's Katrina, with the plague out there, well, he would look. That's just bad presidenting right there, my friends. How dare he do that? Donald Trump has been holding rallies from day one. This, by the way, the Wuhan virus is not new. I don't know if you guys really understand. This thing's been around because it was created in this lab in China. They opened this lab up a couple years ago, and then this thing got out. I don't know, through some monkey. I don't know if it was through a monkey, but however it got out, it got out. So, you know, they're supposedly a couple of months away from solving it. You know how fast we can solve things now because we now have mapped the genome and we can make things go to specific receptors in the body. It's insane how much modern science is. I mean, it's amazing any of us die anymore. Democrats orchestrated the demise of Bernie Sanders, and I don't blame him. He's a menace. Twice, this man is committed to losing elections, and I know why. Yeah, I know why Bernie Sanders is okay with losing elections. Because socialists are lazy, and Bernie Sanders is the king of the socialists. He's lazy. Bernie enjoys campaigning, flying around in private jets, being driven around in limos, eating the best food. He could turn all of this down, and he doesn't. Bernie could say, I'm not going to eat at your big posh dinners. It's not going to happen. I'm going to eat at an eatery where the ordinary people eat. I will not be driven around in limos. I will not be flown around in private jets. Bernie turns nothing down. Sanders supporters, you were suckered.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's not concerned after possibly having contact with a member of Brazil's delegation over the weekend who has the coronavirus. The president met with Brazil's president and members of his staff at his Florida resort. Speaking at the White House, President Trump says lives are more important than the stock market.
And there's also a human impact, which is more important, frankly, than the financial, when you lose thousands of additional lives.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are divided over an emergency coronavirus spending bill. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says House and Senate Republicans are working with the White House to come up with a bill.
We should not just take a rush just because there's a bill. We want to make sure it works in the process of where we are going.
President Trump says he doesn't support the Democratic bill and favored a payroll tax cut. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you are accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So what is the effect on the electorate when people who are supposed to be informing you are so transparently misleading you? What does the public make of the media at that point?
Well, so a couple things. I mean, one is, you know, as somebody who began focusing on Joe Biden just a couple of weeks ago in earnest when, you know, remember his campaign was left for dead when he had a fourth place finish, yes, in Iowa and then a fifth place finish in New Hampshire. His funders were fleeing and then suddenly it all turned around with a phone call or two. Barack Obama got the Democratic Party with extraordinary obedience, almost creepy like discipline to snap into line behind him. He became the consolidated frontrunner. People began paying attention, and I began writing, and others did too. Wait a minute, there's something seriously wrong with his cognitive faculties. That's a big deal for electability and for governing. And a lot of DNC operatives and their allies in the media began saying, this is disgusting, it's a low blow, how dare you talk about it? And then you go back and you see they're the ones who originated the narrative for the last year. Cory Booker and Julian Castro and Tim Ryan, the congressman from Ohio, and all kinds of MSNBC commentators spent a year saying that, and now they're pretending that it's some kind of joint coordinated script. And I think when people really start paying attention in earnest, when they start paying attention to the presidential debates in the fall, and then the interviews that he's going to have to subject himself to that he hasn't yet so far, the rigorous, difficult ones that millions of people haven't yet clicked into, and they see what is really kind of tragic, yeah, that we've all seen in our elderly relatives and that we fear for ourselves, and they realize the media never talked about it, they're going to be angry. They're going to wonder why the media didn't tell them about this.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's funny to me when, you know, my points get validated. I don't watch Tucker. People sent me that clip. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, by the way, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. So when people show me these things and I look at them, I go, wow, I said that a month ago, 2 months ago. I've been telling people Biden is sick in the head for the better part of a year. I said, why would you want to run for president in his state? I've written many articles saying Biden should just ride off into the sunset. It would be the best thing for him to do because he could play with his grandkids. And, you know, while he can still remember them, he's had two brain surgeries. He had a son who died from a brain tumor. But you know what? Ignore it. So what? It's family history, says the dude, is probably got a pretty high incident of brain damage. And I'm not even being funny about it. I mean, I've joked about it, but I'm not joking about it right now. And the Democrats want him. Tucker's guest pointed out, DNC operatives said, it's disgusting to bring this up. But they originated the narrative. And I'm not going to take you back through additional clips and things like that to show you. But it was Cory Booker and Tim Ryan and others who brought this up and said, this guy's not all there. Julian Castro, they recognized it. Julian Castro said something along the lines of, Joe, do you not remember what you said just literally 2 minutes ago? Alluding to the idea that Joe Biden didn't remember what he said 2 minutes ago. And here's what's the sad news. He didn't. I just played a clip of earlier in the broadcast of Joe Biden being asked about gun control, gun confiscation. He got accosted, asked that question at a Detroit manufacturing company. Joe gets belligerent with the guy, threatens him. I'll beat the crap out of him. I don't know what he said, but, you know, called him a crap head or whatever. He said some nasty things to him. And anyway, a reporter says, hey, do you make it a habit of confronting your constituents like that? I can't believe that Bernie would side with President Trump. It's just kind of weird. And he walks into the limo, and you can see his handlers going, come on, Crazy Joe. Get in the car, Crazy Joe. Get in the car. Look, I don't even know what to say. Here's what I find interesting. If this were going on and it were Donald Trump, I would be saying to our party, guys, what are you doing? Why are you trying to push a feeble old man into... If the Democrats had a president like Trump and we had Joe Biden as our candidate, I would be saying to the Republican Party, why don't we just call our election off and let this guy have 4 more years? I bet many of you would feel the same. If the Democrats had had a rock star president, we would have called it off. You know what they had at the end of 2008 and 2012, that first four years of Obama's? They had second thoughts. They had buyer's remorse. There was nothing you could hang your hat on. Even Barack Obama said, if I can't balance the budget, or do what I, you know, cut the budget in half within my first term, you shouldn't vote for me. He said it. And you know what? He was 100% right, because he couldn't. And he couldn't do anything else. So we had every bit of cause to say in 2012, we're not re-upping with you. But Donald Trump, are you kidding? And you want a brain-dead moron, a guy as sick as Biden is. I mean, quite frankly, it's embarrassing. It's inhumane what they're going to take the Biden family through and what this guy's legacy is going to end up being. I ran for president demented. I can see the book now. They said now that the Democrats they're pretending it's a coordinated script against him. But as this guy pointed out in his clip that I played earlier, he hasn't even hit the tough part of his campaign. This is what people think. Getting through the playoffs, using sports analogies, the game changes when you leave the regular season and you go into the playoffs. Joe Biden is about to go into the playoffs. There's a lot more. The referees look the other way on certain things. I mean, the game gets a lot tougher. And politics is a blood sport. And if you think for 1 second that Donald Trump doesn't understand the serious nature of what we're going through, that you, the voter, does not understand, he's wrong. They're wrong. Let me tell you, the numbers bear it out. Barack Obama, 348,000 and change in Michigan. Donald Trump, 639,000 and change in Michigan. Same guys. Essentially sitting, you know, in uncontested, and Donald Trump almost gets double the number of the incumbent president back in 2008. That's telling. The Democrats can ignore it if they want, but it's telling. Joe Biden holds his first rally. He gets maybe 1,000 people there. Maybe. And then what's he do? He screws it up. Roger Simon tweeted this about Biden. Prediction. Joe Biden will shortly contract the coronavirus so he can effectively be hidden from the public for a month or two before he is miraculously cured. And I saw that tweet and I went, boy, could very well be the strategy. Now, most people don't want to, you don't want to use sickness as the way to get there, as Bernie Sanders, Mr. Heart Attack. And I said this the other day, that the Democrats narrowed their prospects on two rich white guys. One who is a rich white Democratic socialist, a.k.a. communist, who had a heart attack. And the other is a rich white demented man. Both male, both white, both old. What the Democrat Party says it's sick of. Old, rich white men. One who got rich telling you you shouldn't get rich, and the other who's got dementia and still managed to get rich. The next tweet, David Lentz said, as an educated American, I'm insulted that the left wants to place in the White House a man in the White House with obviously diminished faculties. It's bad enough that the Speaker of the House can't string two coherent sentences together. The term elite sure doesn't mean what they think it means. Boy, is he right. I want you to understand, people, listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, the people who call themselves elite are brain dead. Nancy Pelosi has got, I don't know whether it's Botox, maybe that's what's making both of those people lose it. But let me tell you, Nancy Pelosi is incoherent. I mean, she's just as bad as Joe Biden, and she leads the Democratic Party. She is third in line to be president of the United States, president, vice president, Speaker of the House. It's hard to believe. Rob Reiner, here's what he tweeted. He said, a vote for Biden is a vote for science, compassion, decency, the rule of law, and democracy. A vote for Biden is a vote for sanity. And I wrote back to Rob Reiner and said, did you write this with a straight face? Are you writing jokes for Kimmel? Wait, then it wouldn't be funny. Joe Biden has dementia and you butt clowns know it. That's what I wrote back to Rob Reiner. Finally, this tweet. If Joe Biden were a CEO of a company you had all your retirement tied to, would you be comfortable? If he were your commanding officer, would you go into battle with him? If Joe were a surgeon, would you schedule your surgery with him? Why on God's green earth would you vote for him?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils,
But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Did you cancel your non-sexual cuddle party? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I saw that. Non-sexual cuddle parties. Okay, so I'm having trouble with this one. Okay. I get the swingers thing because, you know, there are people that go, oh, I want to see you be with your wife, whatever. I mean, I'm not saying I'm doing it. I'm just saying I get it because there's, you know, the action. But to need to cuddle with somebody else's spouse, it's kind of weird to me. I don't know. Is that like the gateway drug to swinging? I don't know. But I know this. People canceled their non-sexual cuddle parties. Why? coronavirus. You know why. Oh, man. Some people did this. Broadway cut its ticket prices. $50 now to see a show on Broadway. Do you know how much Broadway shows cost? Let me see. The last time I was on, I went to Broadway and saw a show, I want to say it was $250, something like that, per person. Yeah, so $50 to see a Broadway show. What a bargain. It sounds to me like Broadway's trying to tempt people to come out and get this coronavirus. That's one way to look at it. Or you can just look at it the way I look at it, which is, hey, you know what? Cheap tickets to Broadway. I'm not going to be in New York anytime soon, but there you go. Flights are cheap. Airlines are offering incentive to fly. There's not enough butts in the seats. See, the airlines is a supply chain. It says, I got to get people from A to B. But if people don't want to go from A to B, they're not making any money. They're taking lighter loads. It costs that airplane the same amount of money to fly full as it does, well, costs a little more to fly full because of fuel. But not much. I mean, if you're going to take a plane across country somewhere, you want butts in the seats and you want high ticket prices. They're having to offer discounts. I'm just saying, there's an upside to the coronavirus if you really want to think about it. No lines at the DMV. Oh, and you can use the virus to avoid going to court. That's what Hunter Biden is actually trying to do. Joe Biden, you know, embattled, demented Democrat presidential candidate. Now, the person that they're going to essentially shut down the entire democratic process because, hey, Joe's a foregone conclusion. The last thing the Democrats wanted was a brokered convention. And you know what they did? They orchestrated it and they don't have to have it. Maybe they can blame the coronavirus. I said a tweet earlier, Roger Simon tweeted, don't be surprised if they say Joe Biden has a coronavirus and he needs to avoid public appearances over the next few weeks. And then he suddenly reemerges. Wouldn't be surprised. But Hunter Biden, you know, the crackhead that dropped out of the Navy Reserves. No, not dropped out. Flunked out because he couldn't pass a drug test. The dude who got pulled over by highway patrol and had cocaine paraphernalia in his car. That guy who was put in charge or put on the board of Burisma. Yeah, because he was such a good citizen. I mean, wouldn't you want a board member who was a crackhead, who'd been kicked out of the Navy and who had a drug charge, who couldn't even pass rehab? Isn't that what every board is looking for? Yeah, I know. Kevin, you're building conspiracies. You know, the Burisma just saw the talent that was in Hunter Biden. They said, we don't care who his daddy is. He's not going to get, we're not looking for anybody to cut us any slack. We're not looking to clean up our reputation or whatever by association with this. We don't need anything from the Biden. We just want the brain power. Oops, sorry. I didn't mean to say that. We wanted that Biden brain power in our group think, in our group trust, our think tank. That's what we needed. And there was one person, well, two actually, because Hunter had a partner, two people who were singularly or doubularly ready to do this, nobody else in the world that could get us what we needed except crackhead Hunter, who got dismissed from the Navy and who's still got a drug problem. He can help us, and his partner. They're the ones who, that company, uniquely positioned. And so, Burisma pays crackhead Biden and his partner $3 million each over 18 months or 17 months or something like this. And they get what they want. No nepotism, no phone calls made, no interference from pops. No, Hunter is that good. Because you know why? People in the federal government said, you know that Hunter Biden, he's a stand-up guy. The guy that doesn't pay his child support. The guy who married his dead brother's wife and had an affair on her with a stripper and had a baby by the stripper. He's a stand-up guy. And you know what? When Hunter Biden says that the sun's going to rise in the west in the morning, you better be up with your cup of coffee facing west, because the sun will rise in the west, not the east. That Hunter Biden. Oh, I know. Kevin, you're just being conspiratorial and sarcastic because that is the way you are, black man. Let me tell you. If you tell me that story about Don Jr., you know what I'm telling you? Some shenanigans is happening over here. That's what I would be telling you. I would be saying to you, Donald Sr. has done some work on behalf of crackhead Donald Jr. That's what I'd be saying. Because you know what we conservatives do? We deal in the truth. We're not going to, oh, no, I'm going to overlook it because it's Donald Trump's son. If Don Jr., whom I've met, nice guy, no crack problem, got other problems, but he doesn't have a crackhead problem, that's for sure. If Donald Jr. was a crackhead who got kicked out of the Navy, who was pulled over for cocaine paraphernalia, and he was sitting on the board of a corrupt multinational company who suddenly got everything that they wanted, I promise you, I would be questioning what his daddy is doing for him. And so would you. But let's go back to his coronavirus. So Hunter Biden's attorneys have abruptly asked the Arkansas judge is in his ongoing paternity case, to postpone his scheduled deposition that occurred the other day until after Election Day. Why would they pick that? Saying the coronavirus outbreak, his wife's imminent due date, and intense media scrutiny all pose a risk of personal endangerment for the former vice president's son. You could be something. I feel like that Pinocchio commercial. As I look around this room, I see all kinds of potential. You have potential. Oh, boy. Woo! These Bidens, man. Okay, they don't rise to the level of the Clintons. I'm going to tell you that right now. The Clintons, woo! I told you guys that thing yesterday that I saw that said, if Hillary Clinton is quarantined, you're still in danger of being whacked. Don't think for one second you're out of danger. These Bidens are unbelievable. Jack Biden, Joe's brother. Oh my gosh, did we do the story about Jack? This guy is a crook. He's a scam artist. Scamming hospitals and, you know, we can do this for you. And then he gets loans that he doesn't repay. Look, people want to profit off their name, off their family. And I understand it. You get to be something and people start asking you, hey, Kev, can you introduce me to Hannity, man? Can I go up to New York with you and meet so-and-so? This is before Fox fired me after I told the truth about the lying skanks. But they would, you know, can you do, and I could probably do that. You know, things like, you do favors. It's okay. That's part of the whole thing. You do favors. But I wouldn't do a favor that was crooked. If my family said to me, yo, Kev, man, I mean, you got all that access, man. You got such and such, dude. You ought to let a brother. I would be like, I wouldn't let my grandmother into this deal. I mean, I'm not going to do that. It, particularly if it involves the public good. But Joe Biden and his people, oof, crazy, man. These people are. They said Biden's legal team argues that he should not be held in contempt for failing to turn over a slew of financial documents related to child support. Republicans have said the information could contain damaging evidence of the younger Biden's overseas business dealings and possible corruption. Let me tell you, you think they want Trump's taxes? Wait till you see what Biden turns over. Hunter, wait till you see what he gives up. There's a reason why he wants it to be after the election when he goes to court.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.